What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Aaron Wright, BIM coordinator for Robbins & Morton. Robbins & Morton has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for its use of a building information modeling process to more efficiently manage pre-construction and construction, and to help drive leaner construction practices for complex projects. In this interview, Aaron discusses what differentiates Robbins & Morton in the marketplace, why building information modeling is valuable to their clients, how they use BIM to help drive leaner and greener building construction, and how they envision BIM transforming the building industry in general.
Aaron, what differentiates Robbins and Morton in the marketplace?
Really, it's three things: the way that we treat clients, our partnering approach, and our mission to exceed expectations. We really pride ourselves on working with the design team, with the client, and to meet their needs from the beginning of the project until the facility is in use.
Why is building information modeling valuable to your clients?
Because we partner, we take a partnering approach that requires close collaboration. BIM really facilitates that, and it enables us to enhance the communication and collaboration process with the owner, designer, and our subcontractors to really take a comprehensive approach to a project and understand all the aspects inside and out and identify issues before they happen and resolve problems, which really saves our people and our managers, saves them a lot of headaches, and we're able to deliver the project in a much more efficient manner.
Aaron, how does Robbins & Morton use BIM to help drive leaner building construction?
We apply BIM solutions where it makes sense. Because we're a large healthcare contractor in the Southeast, we have an opportunity to apply a BIM process to multiple jobs and impact those projects on many different levels. We have seen, you know, several variations of BIM on our projects. Some may have a low basic 3D modeling aspect that there's low value and that can add to a project, while other projects, some of the more complex projects, we're prefabricating a lot of components and digitally fabricating from the model. So we have a almost a spectrum of different applications for BIM, but primarily our focus is utilizing BIM for MEP coordination to get the biggest value to a project. A good example of this is on a recent project that we completed, CMC Lincoln Medical Center for Carolina's Health Systems. It was our first IPD project for us, where we involved the subcontractors early in the design phase and started the collaboration and coordination early on. And this was just an extremely successful project for us. We were delivered the project in 22 months, a very aggressive schedule with zero change orders to the owner, which was very successful for us for MEP coordination. Another side of that is a project that we recently finished, an Auburn basketball arena where we were the construction manager. 360 Architecture was the design team. Walter P. Moore was the structural engineer, and B.L. Harbert was the contractor. And we were in a unique position on this project because we received design models from the design team, and then we imported those models and really analyzed them and for constructability issues, and sliced and diced the model in many different ways. We added information to the model and really used it as a tool for tracking and documentation, which we really feel like that is a unique application to BIM. In the past, we've had to track concrete placement, for example, where we will have a manual sheet that will just handwritten notes for the date, time, and volume of concrete that's placed. With using Revit Structure, we're able to take these reports and input the data into the model, and graphically we can see the difference in our planned elevation versus our actual elevation of concrete. And this was a great and innovative approach for us because we were able to add this data into the model and integrate it with our schedule. And that allowed us to run two different simulations of a planned schedule versus an actual schedule using Autodesk Navisworks. And that simulation really helped us understand how we were tracking on the project. And one of my favorite sayings is from our superintendent on the project. He was, once we got into the details of the project, being from the Southeast, there's a learning curve a little bit, and our superintendent was started to use the model, and there's a notion of Hollywood BIM or BIM for show, a lot of marketing and just, you know, the showy side. And when we were getting down to the details, he said, you know, there's a real difference between BIM for show and being from the South, BIM for show, as in the real thing. And that was one of my favorite sayings that really became one of our missions lately. So those are two really, really great projects for us. And we were glad to have been participants in both of those.
Aaron, those are great case histories. Tell us, from Robbins and Morton's perspective, what's the bottom line when it comes to driving leaner building construction?
With BIM, we're able to use new tools to accomplish some of the tasks that we've done for many years. And these new tools are allowing us to really plan better by involving subcontractors early, integrating the design team, and this allows us to prefabricate items, resolve conflicts early, and ultimately that reduces waste and reduces a lot of the problems that we've seen before. So we're really, while lean construction is somewhat of a new application for us is in a formal approach, these tools allow us to apply leaner methods for building complex healthcare projects and other complex projects.
To wrap things up, how do you envision BIM transforming the building industry in general?
That's a great question. I think in the future we're going to see BIM become a very integrated part of our practices in construction. And this is going to be more advanced as we go along because it allows us to control a project better with more predictability for schedule and the outcome of a project for our owners and our clients. I think in the future we will see an increase of BIM demanded by owners in the form of BIM guidelines and BIM specifications that will be issued on a project, ultimately driving how project models and are delivered to the clients at the end of a project. So there's really a promising future with BIM, and I really look forward to being a part of it and leading the way.
For more information about Robbins & Morton, visit www.robbins.morton.com. And for everything about the Autodesk BIM Experience Award, visit autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.